Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here, that you tuned in for today's episode. And I'm excited about today's episode because this one is going to be all about the power of affirmations. And if you're following me on Instagram, you know that I tend to post an affirmation every single morning, or I try to at least to help inspire you guys for affirmations of your own. This is going to be a mini podcast episode. So I'm doing mini episodes or short episodes every so often, like under 10 minutes or so, just to give you a quick snippet, some fast, important information straight to the point that, you know, if you only have 10 minutes in between classes or a work break or whatever it is, I want you to be able to listen to this podcast and get good, knowledgeable info that can really help you. And you don't have to dedicate an hour or two of your time to listening to this podcast. So anyways, affirmations are super important. Like, I cannot tell you how much they have changed my life, and I'm not being dramatic about that. And I think a lot of people are really skeptical of affirmations because they seem so simple and like kind of dumb in the moment, to be honest. I used to think that, at least me personally, I was like, why would I say these things? But now I've learned and I've done a lot of research and I've read a lot of books and I've learned why affirmations are so important and what it actually does to you and how it can change your life. So that's why I wanted to make this podcast episode. Okay, so what even are affirmations? Affirmations are really like a short, powerful statement that helps you to basically rewire your subconscious mind. They help you to be consciously in control of your thoughts and change a belief you might have or change the way you think about yourself or the way you see a certain situation. And they really just affirm to your subconscious mind, like I said, to change your inner belief systems. Now, I'm not going to get too deep into this episode about the subconscious mind because that is a whole thing in itself. But basically what you need to know is that our subconscious mind is what drives our life. Our conscious mind is only like 10% or something of what actually is in control of like our thoughts and our reality. And in our subconscious mind, there are deep rooted belief systems. And in order to change your life and change anything about the way you think about yourself or whatever, we need to change the subconscious mind. And we need to change those beliefs that lie in our subconscious mind. So by doing affirmations, you are affirming to yourself and with repetition a certain belief that your subconscious mind will now believe to be true and then will have positive effects in overall your life. And like I said, the whole subconscious mind stuff is like really deep, but I think what you mainly need to know is that affirmations change your belief systems that are found in your subconscious mind. And in order to see real changes in our life, we need to dig deep into the subconscious and change those beliefs. And the easiest and best way to at least get started with doing that, I think personally, is affirmations. And that's why affirmations are so important, because they literally rewire the way you think. And with repetition, you can't just say an affirmation once and expect it to make a difference in your life and to make a difference in the way you think. But with repetition, you will see changes if you keep doing it every single day over and over and over again. You'll wake up one day and be like, oh my God, wow, I didn't even have a negative thought about X, Y, and Z today. I feel so good. I feel exactly like I've been saying my affirmation said I feel. And that's also why it's so important to say affirmations, even if you don't believe it in the moment. So even if you're just like, I don't really believe this affirmation. I don't believe this to be true. Like, even if you can consciously say that to yourself, that doesn't matter. Because guess what? The subconscious part of our mind doesn't know the difference between what's truth and what's not truth. What you believe is true and what you don't believe is true. The subconscious mind only knows what you say as the truth. So if you say, I am wealthy, even if you might, maybe in this quote unquote time, don't have that much money, your subconscious mind will believe that you are wealthy because you said it. And so that's why it's so important to affirm these positive things about ourselves and what we want, even if you don't believe it. Even if you don't believe you have a good body and you say, I have the most beautiful body, I am beautiful, and you don't consciously believe it, subconsciously, your mind will take that as the truth. So that's why it's really, really, really important, even if it seems silly in the moment to be saying these things, like, oh my God, why am I saying this affirmation? It's literally not true. Doesn't matter. Think about what can change and how that will change in the future. And by saying positive things that may not be true right now, it helps to change your subconscious mind to look out for those opportunities and to become those future beliefs. So a lot of what I do with my clients actually is working on creating affirmations to help them support their new belief systems. And so if you are having a poor relationship with food, or you know you're struggling with your self-confidence and your self-image, finding and making affirmations that you can use every single day and tell yourself every single day to change those belief systems. Like I said, even if you don't believe it in the current moment, you will be amazed at how much of a difference and an impact it will make on your whole mental state and life in general. Some ways I recommend doing affirmations in general is especially first thing in the morning and right before bed. I suggest those two times because that's when your subconscious mind is the most open. So if you wake up in the morning and don't check your phone, but rather you look at a paper of all your affirmations at the current moment that you want and you want to use, if you look at that straight thing first in the morning instead of your phone, you will see changes in your life and in your beliefs and in your thoughts, because you are training your subconscious mind at the times it's most open to believe these things. And so me personally, that's what I do, especially in my morning routine. I won't check my phone until I've affirmed the affirmations that I want to do for myself. And for me right now, I have a bunch of affirmations as my phone wallpaper because I find that the easiest to help remind me, like, okay, I need to repeat this to myself. And I mean, think about how many times we check our phones. So, you know, pro tip, if you want to remind yourself how to do affirmations, just put it as your phone background. So I'll wake up and my phone's on airplane mode, so I don't see notifications, and I'll instantly see the affirmations that I want to tell myself for the day. Besides that, you know, saying affirmations out loud, saying them to yourself in the mirror out loud, writing them down, reading them, whatever it is, as long as you are repeating it and affirming it to yourself and your subconscious, that's what's important. I find that I do different tactics on different days. Find which kind works for you, whether that's writing or reading or saying it. The important part is the repetition. And you should be repeating it every single day, throughout the day, literally as much as possible. I had a client once tell me that, you know, we worked on creating affirmations for her and her current situation, and she actually did like a voice memo to herself. So she had a voice memo of her saying all of these things, and then she would re-listen to all the affirmations constantly. And so like hearing herself say these things is another way to just like drill it into your mind. Now, when you're making affirmations, it is really important to make them into the present tense. So not an I will or I am going to, because if you do that, your subconscious mind thinks that's the future, and it will keep those beliefs in the future. And what you have to do is put it into the present, like I am blank, I have blank, because by doing that and repeating that, you're telling your mind that you have something now, So it'll go out and try to find opportunities and to change your thought patterns to those beliefs now because it's in the present. So always, always, always make your affirmations in the present tense. I think I am statements are really powerful, especially if you're trying to do anything around, you know, yourself, self-love, your self-image, whatever it is, confidence. Always make I am statements. Another important note when making affirmations, never put anything in the negative tense. So you don't want to say, I am not poor. You'd want to say, I am wealthy, because the subconscious doesn't know the not. And when you say, I am not poor, the subconscious hears, I am poor. So it's really, really important to always put things in the positive tense. You know, same thing like, I am not fat, instead of saying, I am whatever. Whatever the affirmation is that you want to make, always make sure it's in the positive tense. If you have a hard time making affirmations of your own, I try to post them as often as possible in my stories to help, you know, give you some inspiration. But it really can be just whatever feels good to you and what feels like you maybe need help with and mentally, like how to get over some thought patterns. So if you have like a constant reoccurring negative thought, what's like a positive affirmation you can use to counter that one? I'll tell you guys some of my favorite affirmations. First and foremost, definitely my favorite one of all time is, I don't chase, I attract. Whatever is meant for me or what is meant for me will simply come find me. I have found that one to be super popular. I think it went viral on TikTok like a little bit ago. But it just puts my mind so much at ease, takes away my anxiety, and just helps remind me like, okay, I don't need to chase anything because truly what's meant for me will find me. Lately, I'm also loving some affirmations that are even just more simple around like worthiness. So saying like, I am worthy of love, success, and happiness. I am worthy of the best things in this life, and I now lovingly allow myself to accept it. I also love this one. I trust the timing of my life. I am exactly where I need to be. That one also just like calms me down so much whenever I get stressed about something. Just tell yourself, I am exactly where I need to be. And then lastly, you know, the more simple affirmations are always great. Telling yourself, I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am successful. I am happy. I am joyful. I radiate love. I am kind. Any positive thing like that, just affirm it to yourself. I always love the basic ones too, but I go through ebbs and flows of what I'm kind of needing that day, that week, that month, and that's how I choose which affirmations to do, depending which in what area I'm struggling with or what exactly I'm struggling in. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it inspired you to go make some of your own affirmations, to go write that shit down. Speak it out loud, speak it into existence, and just know that it does work. If you keep doing this every single day, I promise you will wake up one day and being like, oh my God, I feel so different. So keep up the good work. Affirmations are the best. Can't recommend them enough. And I'm sending you all so much love. Catch you in the next one.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.